We're working together with the European Journalism Centre and with the guys at Mozilla and the guys that we have listed here, the New York Times and the Guardian and the Zeit, to basically pull together this manual. We're going to attempt to write a manual in a day, a data-driven journalism manual. So it fits in with the existing initiatives, and the guys that are writing this probably are involved with them, so they're going to bring together.
Okay, can you explain what a data journalism handbook is?
What it is. Okay, so the first chapter is obviously explaining what data journalism is, and so we're exploring non-conventional media. Data-driven journalism has just kind of taken off, so we're exploring things like how to extract meaning from data, so teaching journalists data literacy. We're exploring, for example, new methods of data acquisition. For example, things like screen scraping, getting data out of the web if it doesn't want to be got out, so that you have a copy and you can manipulate it yourself. And we're also exploring kind of non-traditional, maybe non-written forms of journalism. So as far as we're concerned, like an app, an InfoViz, which does... explain something to somebody is just as valid a form of journalism as an entire written article.
So in some ways, I mean, I'd call it semantic granularity in a sense. If you want another big in between phrase, but in a sense, it's finding stuff out that is of worth, semantic worth, that you can use in journalism.
Yes. Exactly. That wasn't the question, but you basically answered it. Yeah, it's about the really exciting thing about teaching journalists to be data literate is encouraging them to combine different data sources. So whereas before, like they might just have taken maybe something which they'd found in Excel format and just used some basic filters on it to find something out about it, we're very keen in teaching them how to kind of integrate that maybe with mapping data, with other types of data, mix them together, form more complex data sets.
So it's a different kind of skill set as well, layered on top of the usual journalist skill set.
Well, we hope so. We hope it's an entire additional level of depth. It's kind of the additional kind of evidence-based journalism that we're trying to encourage people to go in for.
Yeah, it's quite an interesting concept. And again, once again, it's this model that's I'm seeing everywhere now, is where you take you mix up different people together with different skill sets and different expertises. So you may have a mainstream industry, and you may have some people willing to sort of hand over or reflect on or co-construct with other people.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it wasn't until recently something that we really dealt with. We're kind of the techie, geeky sides. A lot of our people sit in dark rooms and code things. But we were approached by the European Journalism Centre and asked to help journalists out, and we're trying very much to facilitate this kind of interaction between journalists and programmers, trying to help these kind of hacks and hackers meetings.
Yeah, it's what I call a kind of social inflection around the techie, geeky side. So actually there's a trade-off between the people who've got the geeky side and the people who've got the interpersonal skills and the writing skills and all the other things to do with media and things like that.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, geeks often aren't very good at writing, and journalists often don't know where to go to find the techie people. So it's a two-way process. The dialogue needs to happen, and we're here to try and make it. One of the chapters is going to be how to find your geek, and likewise, like if you're a hacker and you're interested and you program for kind of the good of humanity, like where you can find journalists who are interested in writing about the themes that you're interested in.
Yeah, that's the other thing. There's a kind of ethical bedrock to all this stuff that's there as well. Ethical bedrock to all this stuff. There's an ethical sort of fall. It's not entirely for profit or whatever. It's not down the line for profit stuff. It's actually bound into the communities as well in that sense. It seems to be there is an ecosystem of that concern behind it as well.
Well, I mean, we personally are not for profit. Obviously, we have a very difficult balance to strike because journalists need to eat somehow. And the Open Knowledge Foundation is about opening up data and making it available for anybody to use, reuse, and redistribute. And in certain contexts, journalists need a kind of embargo on data for it to be useful to them, so they can get their scoops and everything. So what we're hoping will come out of this is a kind of an appreciation of how if they build together to build these really fantastic data sets, how everybody, by just adding a little bit when it's their turn, can really get the best stories, and they'll be evidence-based. So that's the main ethical consideration from our side. It's real fact. It's not based on a real understanding of what they're dealing with. So yeah.
Well, I wish you a lot of luck. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and thanks for coming to talk to us.